This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest, and he was on my show back in November of 2017. Super excited to have him back on the show because I want to find out what's going on in the copper markets. We hear about so many different minerals and different elements, and not too much about copper. We have no other than Copper Fox Metals here today, Inc. They trade on the OTC markets. You can find them under the ticker symbol CPFXF. Also, they're trading up on the TSX Toronto Exchange up there in Canada under the ticker symbol CUU. And with us today, we're lucky and very fortunate to have him, is the president and CEO of the company, Elmer Stewart. Elmer, welcome to the show.
Glad to be here.
You know, why copper? You know, you guys could probably go into so many different industries and markets. Why copper? And what is your strategy from here?
The reason for we want to be in the copper space, and we definitely want to be in the copper space, is because if you look at the future, you look at the demand for copper going out, not only from an industrial and an infrastructure point of view, look at the what they call the green economy, wind, solar, telecommunications, cars. It's even getting into the clothing industry right now. Given some of the hurdles in the infrastructure about project delays, lack of investments, and issues like that, we believe the price of copper has got no place to go but up, primarily because we see a fairly significant copper deficit looming here within the next 2 to 3 years. If you're well positioned in the copper space like Copper Fox is, then you should be able to take advantage of that, and that should be extremely good for the shareholders.
You know, your assets and some of your locations, I know it's been a little while since you've been on the show, but bring myself, my listeners up to speed, especially on Van Dyke Copper Project and Schaft Creek, if you would.
Yeah, we're actually geographically located in two copper provinces in North America. One is in British Columbia, Canada, where our Schaft Creek project is, and that's where we have a full 25% carry joint venture interest to production with Teck Resources. They're responsible for putting up all the funding, which is great for a junior company not to have to fund it. The second area is in what they call the Laramide Copper Province in Arizona. And we have three projects down in Arizona, one of which is the Van Dyke. And we've been recently working on Van Dyke, looking, and we've announced we're going to do an updated resource estimate. Depending on the outcome of that resource estimate, we may make a decision to move toward a pre-feasibility study on that project. The other two projects down there are exploration stages, but we did a little bit of work on the Mineral Mountain last year, some mapping and sampling, and identified a very large porphyry footprint, which is, say, about 14,000 feet long by about 7,000 feet wide. Up here in Canada, we tend to work in meters, and so those are the size of one of the targets. The other target's smaller than that, but they all look like an Laramide porphyry, which is very typical of Arizona, New Mexico, and northern Mexico. The other is from Burro Butte, and we're planning to do some work on that later, a little bit later this year.
You know, it's been about a year and a half since you've been on the show. If you would, for myself, for your stockholders, my listeners, bring us up to date, if you will. What do you think you've accomplished in the last 18 months?
We've really identified the scenario at Schaft Creek, which looks like it's the one that provides the best upside for the project. That's that 133,000 tons a day outcome from the alternative and infrastructure study we did last year with Teck. The other thing is we've identified a very, very large, two large targets at Mineral Mountain, which previously we knew we had a target, but we didn't realize it was that big. And the third thing is we're getting some substantial upside on the soluble copper content of the Van Dyke deposit, which right now is about 30% higher than it was in the maiden resource estimate. And we're getting significantly thicker mineralized intervals. So we're looking for an increase not only in maybe a possible change in resource categories, but we're looking for an increase in size and soluble copper content as well.
My guest today is Elmer Stewart. He's the president and CEO of Copper Fox Metals, Inc. You can find him on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol CPFXF, also on the TSX under the ticker symbol CUU. I'm not up on my copper forecasting, but where are we at per pound there? And what do you think the forecast is for copper, say, in the next two or three quarters?
It's hard to say what's going to happen on a short-term basis, because projects are valued on long-term metal prices, long-term foreign exchanges. For example, right now in what we're using a foreign exchange of 0.8. When we did the feasibility study at Schaft Creek, the foreign exchange was 0.97. The effect on the value of the project is pretty significant. The other thing is long-term metal prices. We use that as well. And right now, copper's trading at, yesterday was trading at 263 a pound U.S. Today is trading at 258 a pound U.S. Why it dropped four or five cents, I don't know. But based on long-term forecasts, I think the price of copper has got to go up long-term. I think the foreign exchange will probably say exactly where it's at. So over the long term, and as we move into these deficits, which people are predicting and I believe to be correct, the price of copper is no place to go but up. And my fear is it might go up too fast, which is not a good thing. It's nice to see it go up gradually, but certainly not to gap up, as they say, in some sectors.
As our market cap, your market cap's currently around $41 million, stock price around 8 cents United States. What do you want my listeners to take away from this interview before I let you go?
Well, if you believe in the need for copper in the future, and if you believe the green, this is all the chat about the green revolution, and you want to be exposed to the upside in copper, you seriously should take a look at Copper Fox, because we are well diversified. We've got advanced stage projects which, you know, might be put up for sale sometime in the near future, may not, depends on what goes on. We've got an advanced project coming up behind that, Van Dyke, and then behind that we've got two very, very good copper exploration projects in Arizona. In addition to that, we've got a fairly significant interest in a gold explorer in Canada, and with the recent pop of gold, that's not only good for Schaft Creek, because Schaft Creek has a significant amount of gold in the deposit. I believe there's probably 8 or 10 million ounces of gold in it, but this other company is exploring in an emerging gold belt in Canada, and we've got a very good exposure through equity ownership in that company. So that's pretty much what Copper Fox looks like in a nutshell. And if you believe in copper going forward, well, I think you should seriously take a look at Copper Fox.
Elmer, I want to thank you for stopping by on the show. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show. The only thing I ask is that you not wait another year and a half to come back on. I'm always interested in what's going on in your two projects, the Schaft Creek and also the Van Dyke Copper one, especially living in Arizona. I know there's a lot of copper out there in Globe, Miami, Arizona. Phillips Dodge was out there, and I know they did very well for themselves. Again, thank you for coming on the show. Hopefully you'll come back in 50 or 60 days and give us an update.
Look forward to it. Take care. Thanks.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.